I'm not holding you hostage, Quinn. You're free to go at any time.
Uh-huh. Like that was going to happen. If her streak of evil wasn't enough to keep me strapped in beside her, the matter of having nowhere else to go sealed the deal. Besides, I was perfectly happy in her cramped car. It provided me both immeasurable entertainment and a place to lick my festering wounds. Nah, I like it here, I said, hooking my fingers behind my head. I might never leave. She smiled.
Is that right?
I nodded, adding, luckily for you, I literally have nothing better to do.
Ah,
she sighed, stars twinkling in her liquid brown eyes.
I love being a backup plan.
Most girls do, I agreed. She laughed, alternating her focus between me and the road.
You're a quirky guy, Quinn. Definitely not what I would have suspected looking at you.
I met her curious grin. I get that a lot. Actually, I didn't. If ever one had been typecast into the soda pop Curtis role, it was me. Not only had I been strategically placed in a supporting cast part, but genetically I'd been gifted with certain lady-pleasing attributes, which made it easy for people to dismiss me as someone who sailed through life on a perpetual high. But that had never been me. Don't get me wrong. I was always up for a good laugh. But when the day came to a close, I tended to retreat into my own head, where even good genes couldn't save me. Thankfully, Jess would never see that side of me. No one would. As the old saying went, what happened in my head stayed in my head. There was no big mystery how I'd become such a mind freak. By all accounts, I'd been a normal little human all the way up until the year Jake disappeared. That was the year my mother locked herself in her room with sleeping pills, the year my father wore the soles out of his shoes searching for a ghost, and the year I realized I just didn't matter.